Did you have a word for fat salt pork? Salt and sugar cured meat, you know, maybe if you boil with greens.
Just salt cured, like the smoke.
Yeah.
That's called green meat.
Green meat?
Yeah. And then the bacon is called smoked meat or cured meat, they call that. When you ask for a piece of salt meat, so we don't just call it green meat because the way we distinguish it. Now, whether it was right or not, I don't know. And you'd ask the storekeeper for it. That's what you'd ask for. He knew what you wanted.
And when you cut the side of a hog, you'd say it was a wonderful bacon hog
that had beautiful, it made beautiful bacon, but it just called it the side, is all I know. The side is where you know the meat, but that's what called it, the side meat.
Okay.
And it had very fresh one about it.
The outside of the bacon is called a...
Right. Or the skin.
Okay. The kind of meat you buy and slice thin to eat with your eggs, you said, yes.
Bacon, you told it. Yeah. That's one thing I don't think changed its name much. The bacon, I think, was back there before, back to the yeast, maybe.
Yeah. If meat had been kept too long, you'd say that it was...
Tainted
or...
That's the word we use.
Tainted.
Yeah, tainted or rancid.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
When you butcher the hog, what do you do with the meat from its head? What would you make of that?
Cheese head?
Mm-hmm.
Whole bread cheese.
What would you, the dish you prepare by cooking and grinding up hog liver? Do you have?
No, we don't. Only when the livers are good, we steep them down and cook them that way. We don't go there to grind them or make nothing, no kind of gravy or nothing with them. Oh, my mother could make her do wonderful gravy with them, but. In this country, we have very few good livers, food livers.
Huh. I wonder why that is.
Too many parasites in the ground and never freeze enough to kill them.
Uh-huh.
You could pick them up. Just once in a while, you just touch it. I had 15 last year, I really got there. And we used to catch about 8 or 7 of them around the family, and even everyone had purchased. So there was no one that carried their stuff there, so the lady purchased, and asked me what I do. I hadn't done anything in the rigs, but there hadn't been no pigs on the lot in a couple of years before in the concrete lot, too. So there was no parasites there for me to pick up.
Yeah. Did you ever make any out of hog blood?
No. I heard of it all my life. We never couldn't, my mother couldn't stand it, and we couldn't. Whenever they do it.
Yeah.
I killed 1,000,000 hogs. I never saw the back of the bird. Mm-hmm.
Now, the juice of the head cheese, or the, you know, maybe you stir that up with cornmeal, and maybe some meat and cook it. And later when it got cold, you slice it, fry it.
You're talking about the cheese head?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you just take the hog's head and dozens of them. And you put them in washing, purchase and clean. I was the only person that could keep the wrist to clean the hog's head, so it was very deep.
Uh-huh.
The doctor's wife was under my hand, let me clean it for him. And anyhow, no one would have